painted, as you can see on me, I painted my kitchen today. I mean, this weekend. There's paint all over me.
Oh, nice.
This is, I already showered. This is me after a shower. I
you know, it comes off with water. You scrub a little bit.
I did. No, I took. I did soap. I did soap and water. I did like one of those loofah puff things, and I scrubbed it. It was twice as much as this. I still can't get this paint off of me.
Paint on skin comes off with water pretty easily.
Apparently not, because it's still all over me. And it was even worse earlier. I was like up and down my leg. It was everywhere. So this is
Why would you get so much paint all over you while you're painting?
Because
you're supposed
I'm
to get
painting.
It on the wall, not on your legs.
Okay, so here's what I did. I decided to repaint my kitchen, which is all cabinets. So we removed each cabinet door separately, and I laid them down on the floor. And I painted one side, and I flipped it over, and I painted the other side. Like, two coats of everything. We did like a high gloss. It's really like high tech. I mean, I'm really doing like some major stuff here. So yeah, but it gets everywhere.
Did it get on the floor?
No, I put a drop cloth down, but then it did get on the floor anyway. But I'm redoing the floors, so it's okay. I'm doing a whole DIY thing here. Like, I checked into the price of what it costs to have somebody else paint.
A gazillion dollars.
It's so much money, and you got to buy the paint anyway. So it's like, well, I went to art school. My parents were like, what are you ever going to do with art school? Save your money on a kitchen, because I would have borrowed the money from them. So, yeah, I painted all the cabinets in my kitchen. And then when you take the doors off, you've got to do the actual cabinet part. It's a lot of work. I was surprised. I was like, this is why these people get paid so much. But then I was like, I did such a good job. I feel like this should be my new job. I should rent myself out to paint people's kitchens.
They make really good money, the people that do it. But the people that do it really well. Like, they don't need to put tape around stuff. They just do it by hand.
That's what I did. I have tiny brushes. It took me forever. I like little tiny brushes that you get at Michael's, like when you're doing an art project. And I was like painstakingly painting the sides. I'm telling you, I started this on Thursday. I've been painting, let's see, Thursday, Friday. I've been painting for 4 days straight.
Okay.
One kitchen.
So you only painted the cupboards, the cabinets. You didn't paint the walls, just the cabinets.
The walls have wallpaper on them. I'm going to leave that. Because I'm not even going to try to take the wallpaper off. Like, screw it. The wallpaper's good. It's staying. So I did the bathroom. I did the bathroom ceiling. I did the bathroom wall. I did the bathroom door, both sides.
Oh, okay. So it didn't take you 4 days just to do the cabinets. It took you 4 days to do everything else.
No. I did the bathroom last week. That took me like a solid 24 hours. Like, I started in the morning and I worked till like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, I took a break to do the show with you and went back to painting. So that was last week. This is taking me 4 days
to do cabinets.
To do cabinets. Remember, my kitchen's tiny. It's 4x4.
Right.
It's not like I have a big, huge kitchen. Yeah. So you should see it. It actually looks really good. I'm really proud of myself.
That should have taken maybe 2-3 hours max.
I know that's going to be the downside. So if I do start this as a business, I'm going to like charge a tiny bit of money because it's going to take me a long time. They're going to be like, wow, this girl is still painting my kitchen. Like, we have renovated the entire apartment. We've gut renovated everything and she's still painting the damn kitchen.
Yeah, you should watch professional painters, how fast they paint a room. It's 20-30 seconds max. They get the whole room painted.
Well,
because
they do the spray stuff. They have that spray gun.
No, they do it by the brush. They do it very fast. It's very good, very fast. That's the only way they make money, is they have to do one room in 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah, it's so fast. So, yeah,
but that's,
there's no way you're making money.
That's only one coat. The problem is you do, 30 minutes for one coat. Then you got to wait 2 to 4 hours for it to dry to do the second.
Then it's another 30 minutes. So we're talking 5 hours max. Before lunch, the whole room is done. You took 4 days for 4x4 cabinets.
It's a good point. And I'm still not done. I still have one more coat on these two cabinets.
Oh, so you're still not done.
I'm still not done.
This could be a week.
I think I can finish by the end of the day today. But then, okay, so we took the cabinets off, right? We undid all the hinges and took it off. My boyfriend's like, these hinges are gross. They're old. They're from like the original cabinetry. Mm-hmm. They don't match at all now because they're this weird like brown brassy color. And I have this bright blue, like shiny. He's like, we need new hinges. So we went to like four stores today to look for hinges. We can't find anything that fits in our kitchen.
Hinges are hinges. They're not. They're just regular.
Nope. Nope. That's that's what you would think.
Mm-hmm.
They are not actually. They're different. The ones we have open out. There's some that go inside. I'm telling you this. I had no idea. I was like, yeah, go buy hinges. I just bought ones that I liked. They don't fit. They don't fit the door. They don't fit anything. So I had to go back again. I'm telling you,
it's hard for me to understand or believe you, I should say, because everything that you do is drama. Everything. You can't, if you went to the lobby of your apartment right now, so you got, you left your apartment, you got in the elevator and went down to the lobby, there would be some type of drama.
It's funny you would say that because they have a very, they have a very strict rule in my building about you have to have a mask on in the building and you're only allowed two people at a time in the elevator because the elevators are really tiny, right? So as I was going down, the elevator stopped on the second floor. Like, first of all, bitch, you can't take the stairs one flight. Come on. So it was this woman and her two kids and the kids were like, I don't know. You know me. I don't know how old kids are. I don't know if they're
16
three
or six
or 33. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, so they're standing there and they didn't have masks and there were three of them and one of me, and it's two people per elevator. She starts to come on and I said, hang on a second. First of all, no masks. She goes, we have masks. I said, not on your face. You don't. Like, okay, they're in your pocket. Like, great. They're not on your face. And it's one floor. Take the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So the door closes as I was going, take the stairs, bitch. Like, one floor. I found out later from my boyfriend that she's the wife of my boyfriend's friend. So apparently they've been talking crap about me.
See how I say you can't go downstairs without drama. So for me to believe I went to four places and couldn't find hinges for a cabinet, it's kind of hard to believe.
I would say that normally, yes, I would agree with you. It does sound hard to believe, except I took my boyfriend with me, who is really good. He's very DIY. Like, he put our entire bathroom together. He's really good. He's the one that we went to four different places. I went to Home Depot. I'm like, these hinges are great. He's like, those are the wrong size. They don't fit. They have too many holes. It had nothing but problems. So yeah, no, apparently hinges are not all the same. A hinge is not a hinge.
If there was only some place like maybe Amazon that one could go to find such hinges and have them sent directly to your house. So you don't even have to go out and get that drama. They come right to your house.
Very good point. We should probably, when we get off the air, I think I will go ahead and go find some hinges on Amazon.